时间真的是过得很快啊。
The time does go by quickly.
我们很快就来到这个特会的最后一个晚上。
Already we've come to the final evening of this meeting.
愿主提醒我们。
May the Lord remind us.
他回来的日子非常的迫近。
That the day of his return is near.
让我们珍惜每一个机会在主面前蒙恩。
That we value every opportunity we have to receive grace from him.
我们希望这次的聚会能够给我们里面带来真实的改变。
May through these meetings we have a true change from within.
好叫我们能够预备好
迎接我们的主。
That we might be well prepared to meet our Lord.
那么开头的时候我们还是先一同来读一些主的话。
Let's begin with some scripture.
请弟兄姊妹看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, entreat you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
第五章
Chapter 5
从第八节读到十四节
From verse 8 to verse 14
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。行事为人，就当像光明的子女。光明所结的果子，就是一切良善、公义、诚实。总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。那暗昧无益的事，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人，因为他们暗中所行的就是提起来也是可耻的。凡是受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
Ephesians 5 verse 8 For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord.Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light.For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
约翰一书第一章
First John chapter 1.
第五节到第七节
Verses 5 through 7.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
1 John 1:5 And this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin.
约翰福音第一章
And now the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
第四节和第五节
Verses 4 and 5.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
腓立比书第二章。
The book of Philippians, chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians 2.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。然后第十六节的前面一句话，将生命的道表明出来。
Philippians 2:15 and the first part of 16, that you may prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as light in the world, holding fast the word of life.
我们最后呢，看马太福音第五章。
Finally, Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew 5.
我们就读十四节的前面一句话。
The first part of verse 14.
你们是世上的光。
You are the light of the world.
我们这一次和弟兄姊妹交通教会的生活。
I've been sharing with you all on church life.
使徒保罗在以弗所书第四章有很恳切的一个劝勉。
And Paul has exhortation to the church at Ephesus in chapter 4, verse 1.
他劝我们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
He entreats you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
神用他荣耀的旨意呼召我们。
Through a glorious calling, he calls us.
因为他要把我们建造成为教会。
Because he will build us up into a glorious church.
而教会呢，他的生活，他的行事为人，要配得上所蒙的召。
And thus, our walk has to be in a manner which is worthy of that calling.
这是非常重要的一件事。
This is an important thing.
因此，在以弗所书第四章十七节以后。
And then, of course, from verse 17 and onward.
保罗在那里用了四次讲到一个字眼，叫做 walk.
Four times, Paul mentions the word walk.
这代表教会生活的四个重大的原则。
And this is four important principles regarding church life.
我们讲过第一个，就是教会行走要跟外邦人有分别。
We talked about how our walk has to be separated from that of the Gentiles.
所有属于外邦人的心思和他们所有的一切都跟教会无关。
The mind of the Gentile has nothing to do with the Church of God.
所以我们可以简单的说，第一个重要的原则就是教会行走在分别的当中。
So first we can say that our walk has to be one that is separated from that of the world.
我们都知道在旧约圣经里面，这个分别的意思就是圣洁的意思。
And we know from the Old Testament scripture thatTo be separated means to be holy.
所以呢，教会必须是被分别为圣。
So the church has to be holy and blameless.
我们应当有一道的城墙，把外邦人隔绝在外面。
There should be this dividing wall, and the things of the unbeliever are left outside.
所以简单的来说，就是行走在分别当中，圣别当中。
And so we have to walk in a way that is separated or holy.
我们讲过第二篇信息讲到要行走在爱的当中。
And in the second message, we shared on how we have to walk in love.
今天晚上我们有第三篇的信息，保罗告诉我们要行走在光中。
Tonight, the third walk is to walk in light.
明天早晨还有最后一堂，我们要讲到行走在智慧的当中。
And tomorrow morning we will share on how to walk in wisdom.
所以保罗在这里论到教会的生活的时候，
So when Paul speaks of church life,
他给我们很清楚地看见四个重要的原则。
He shows us four important principles.
让我再讲一遍。
Again, I'll mention this.
第一个，行走在分别当中。
First, a separated walk.
第二个，行走在爱中。
Second, a walk in love.
第三个，行走在光中。
Third, a walk in light.
第四个，行走在智慧中。
And fourth, walking in wisdom.
这是教会生活所需要认识的四个重大的原则。
We have to understand these four principles as it relates to church living.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要交通第三个重要的原则。
So tonight we'll focus on the third principle, walking in light.
约翰在约翰一书里面告诉我们，神就是光。
In 1 John it tells us that God is light.
在他毫无黑暗。
And in him there is no darkness at all.
神的一个本质就是光。
This is his character or nature. He is light.
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
那么神让他的儿子道成肉身来到地上。
God allowed his son to come into this world.
他把这个充满大光的生命赐给了我们。
He gave us this life that is full of light.
所以约翰福音就告诉我们说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
And thus John tells us, in him was life.And the life was the light of men.
我们晓得在基督里所展示出来的是一个大光的世界。
We know that what the Christian encounters is this world of light.
所以主在地上说，他也说，他就是世界的光。
And he tells us, I am the light of the world.
跟从他的就不在黑暗里面行走。
And those who are found in him will not be found in darkness.
约翰也告诉我们。
And John tells us,
今天如果我们在灵里与神有交通,
if we commune with the Lord in spirit today,
定规是在光中有交通,
then we will have fellowship in light.
你在黑暗里, 你不可能跟神有交通。
If you are in darkness, you cannot have fellowship with God.
我们行走在光明中,
we have to walk in light,
神也是光,
because God is light.
就彼此相交。
And so there will be a fellowship.
所以弟兄姊妹, 交通是在光的里面。
So fellowship has to be in light.
是在生命的光里面才有交通的。
In the light of life, there is fellowship.
离开这个有光的生命，我们跟神之间不能有交通的。
If we depart from this life of light, then there is no fellowship.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
What an important point.
那么今天呢，我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord today.
他把这个大光的生命赐给每一个神的儿女。
He gives us this life which contains that light.
所以保罗在腓立比书第二章里面告诉我们。
So Paul in Philippians chapter 2 tells us.
今天我们在这个弯曲悖谬的时代中。
In a perverse and crooked generation.
神的儿女要像明光照耀一样。
God's children appear as lights in the world.
能够把生命的道显明。
That the word of life can be produced.
我们过去呢，在神的儿女中，总是有这样的一个说法。
We've previously had this thought.
我们知道我们不是发光体。
We understand that we are not the ones who produce the light.
那么呢，我们是反射主的荣光。
We are the ones who reflect the glorious light of our Lord.
照在我们身上，然后反射出去。
It's as if the light of the Lord shines on us and we reflect that light.
这是一般的说法。
This is one way to describe it.
但是这个说法并不准确。
But this saying is not completely accurate.
腓立比书二章十五节告诉我们。
Philippians 2:15 tells us.
他说我们如明光照耀。
It talks about how we appear as light.
其实它在希腊的原文的意思里面是说，我们也变成了一个发光体。
In the original Greek, it has the understanding that we are also ones that can produce light.
这个光不是光照在我们身上的反射。
It's not just a light that is reflected upon our lives.
乃是我们里面有了这个发光的生命。
But it's because we have this life within that can produce light. And this light has to be produced from within, that life within. This is an important point. Every brother and sister, you have the ability to produce light. Wherever you are, should be light. So the Lord tells his disciples, you are the light of the world. So dear brothers and sisters, we ought to be ones that produce light. And when we gather together, there should be an abundance of light. The church should be a place that is filled with light. So, brothers and sisters, Paul here reminds us, we are children of light. We are light's children. This speaks of life. This speaks of a source. Because he has placed in us a life that can produce life. So we are different from those in the world. He says, previously, you were formerly darkness. But now you are light in the Lord. Previously we lived in darkness. We had no light. And the life which we led was dark. But once this life entered in, we are now children of light. So no matter where we go, we bring that light. A Christian ought to be someone who produces light. The church ought to be a place full of light. So Paul tells us, if the light is indeed being produced, there will be fruit. If we walk in light today, then brothers and sisters, this is not only a beautiful thing, not only is it a testimony, there is fruit. We know that there is beauty in fruit. I've had a chance previously to go into the orchards.
有一次我到我们的East Washington, 我们一看, 哇, 满树的桃子。
I had a chance to visit Eastern Washington where they produce a lot of peaches.
每一个桃子都这么大。
Every peach was huge.
呀, 那个颜色非常的漂亮。
And there was much beauty in the color of that peach. And when you saw all that fruit, it was indeed beautiful. It was truly beautiful. Beautiful. When that light is produced from our lives, there should be much beauty. And it becomes testimony. Not only testimony. We know that the fruit can be consumed. And so the fruit can supply. And of course we know that the fruit also contains a seed. And so it can continue life. And so here in verse 9, Paul uses the word fruit. So what kind of fruit is this? The first fruit of this light is goodness. The fruit of the light consists of goodness. And what is goodness?
你看英文就是goodness,就是美好的,就是好的。
Something that is good.
良善的也是叫人舒服的。
And it,
因为不伤害别人。
It brings, this goodness brings comfort to others.
所以圣经里面告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
神是良善的。
Only God is good.
罗马书告诉我们世上没有善人一个也没有的。
Romans tells us there is no one good, not one.
但是今天如果生命的光在你身上。
But today, if the light of life is found in you,
这个光从你身上出来的时候。
When this light is produced from you,
它能结出一个善良的果子。
It produces this fruit of goodness.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫善良呢？
So what is goodness?
善良就是没有血气的。
Goodness is that which lacks the flesh.
你知道今天我们只有活在主的光中，你才能没有血气。
Only if we live in the presence of the Lord's light is the flesh done away with.
我们每个人都充满血气。
We of course are flesh.
但是一个活在光中的人，
But one who dwells in the light,
他结出来是善良的果。
The light, the fruit that is produced is good.
不仅是善良的,
not only good.
他说呢, 这个果子也是公义的。
The second is righteousness.
这公义呢, 就说明它是公平正直的。
It speaks of justice and uprightness.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天在教会里, 我们知道公义是何等重要的事情。
We know that righteousness is an important matter in the church today.
公义能使邦国被建立，国家被建立。
Righteousness can allow nations to be built up.
一个国家如果失去了公义，这个国家就完了。
If a nation lacks righteousness, then it is done.
教会也是一样。
Same goes with the church.
什么是失去了公平正直，这个教会的光景就非常的糟糕。
If the church lacks righteousness or justice,then the condition of that church is poor.
只有在教会中实行公义。
Only within the church do you find righteousness.
使教会的见证变得非常的刚强有力。
And then you find a strong testimony.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这是光所产生出来的果子。
This is one of the fruits of the light.
这不是人的公义，这是神的光所产生出来的。
This isn't man's work. This is a manifestation of God's light.
那么第三个果子，
the third fruit,
就是诚实。
In verse 9, the third fruit is truth.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
这个光，在这个光里面，
in this light,
你才过真实的生活。
Then we can live a life of truth.
光显明，不可能有虚假的。
Because when the light is manifested, there isn't anything that is fake or false.
对，这个诚实就是非常的真实，非常的结实。
It speaks a truth which is solid.
今天我们看见教会光景的那种的软弱。
We see how weak the church is today.
很多东西啊都不实在。
Not solid. There's a lot in the church today that is not solid.
所以不稳固。
It's not firm.
被仇敌啊，轻轻的一推就倒了。
The enemy pushes us a little and we fall over.
我们需要光。
We need light.
只有从光里面。
Only in the light.
产生良善。
Can we find goodness?
产生公义。
Can we find righteousness?
产生诚实。
Can we find truth?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是教会该有的生活。
This.Is what church life ought to be.
我们知道这个良善、公义、诚实，这都是基督的性情、基督的性格。
We know that goodness, righteousness, and truth are all characteristics of Christ.
这是多么重要的事情。
How important this is.
今天在这个虚晃的世界里。
In this crooked and perverse generation, in this dark time,
我们已经感觉今天教会呢。已经失去了他那种真实性质。
We really feel like the church has lost this truth.
很多神的儿女们的生活也是这样，不够实在。
And we feel like a lot of the children of God don't live this firm life.
你这样就经不起时代的考验。
And we can't stand the tests of this dark age.
经不起环境的考验。
Can't stand the tests of our environment.
所以我们需要行走在生命的光。
So we have to walk in light.
那么保罗也告诉我们。
Paul also tells us,
不仅能结出这许多的果子来。
Not only is this fruit born,
他也告诉我们总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
tells us in verse 10, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
若是没有光，你如何查验呢？
Without light, how can we test these things?
今天我们只有在光的底下，我们才能够发现一些什么是对的，什么是错的。
Only underneath the light can we distinguish right from wrong.
所以保罗说要查验。
So Paul says to learn or to prove.
要分辨。
To distinguish.
要试验。
To test.
要审查。
To investigate.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是那个查验的这个意思。
This is what it means to prove.
今天呢，地上的教会啊，非常混杂。
Today there is much chaos in the church today.
不是每样东西你都可以接受的。
Not everything we should accept.
今天我们看见很多神的儿女们被带到错误的道路上去。
And a lot of children of God are misled.
因为什么呢？没有查验。
Because they haven't proved.
没有光。
They lack light.
所以也查验不出来。
So without light, how do you prove?
到底这事情对与不对，搞不清楚。
How do you test what is right and what is wrong?
没有分辨的力量。
There is no ability to discern.
这是多么可怕的一件事情。
What a frightening state.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
这个 spiritual judgment 是非常重要的东西。
In the church today, spiritual judgment or discernment is important.
尤其教会中一些做领袖的人。
Especially those who lead.
如果你不能分辨，
If you can't discern,
你就把神的儿女们带到错误的里面去了。
Then you will mislead the children of God.
我们绝对不能够自以为是。
So we can't rely on ourselves.
我们需要主的光显明这些东西。
We need the light of the Lord to reveal these things.
你知道三百多年前的弟兄运动起来的时候，
You know, when the brethren movement arose hundreds of years ago,
就是因为神把足够真理的亮光给他们。
It was because of the light of truth came in their midst.
他们才发现过去教会中多少错误的东西。
Then they saw all the wrong things that were going on in the church.
所以他们脱离了那些过去错误的传统东西。
And so they left some of these traditions and wrong teachings in the church.
把神的教会重新带到一个对的根基上面。
And they brought the church of God to a correct perspective.
因为若是没有光，
Because without light,
你如何查验这些东西？
How do you prove what is pleasing to the Lord?
因为光在里面，所以他们有了分辨。
Because there is light,Then they had the discernment.
我们要感谢主，这些年间因为主把这些光给了我们。
We thank the Lord because he has given us light over these past years.
我们才知道地上什么是对，什么不对的。
Then we can discern what is right and what is wrong.
我们弟兄姊妹不仅需要分辨，
Not only do we need to distinguish,
每一样东西来了你都要试验一下。
Everything that comes our way needs to be proved or tested.
今天我们有很多时候在教会侍奉上犯下重大的错误。
Often in service we make grave mistakes,
就是因为你没有经过试验。
Because you haven't tested or investigated.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦书信里面告诉我们，
In the book of Thessalonians, Paul tells us,
他说神既然验中我们，
Because God has approved us,
你知道神用人他不是你随便什么人都用的，
He doesn't use any person haphazardly,
你自己觉得很不错，神不一定用你的。
You might feel that you're something, but God might not use you.
神总要把你摆在环境中试一试。
God will test you in your environment.
所以我们周遭发生很多事情。
So things happen.
其实这些事情都是我们的考验。
Everything that happens in our lives is a test.
所以最近呢，我有个感觉。
I have a feeling very recently.
原来我们的一生都在神的考验当中。
Everything that happens in our lives is a test.
家庭生活。
Our family life.
世界生活。
Our life in the world,
教会中的服事，同工的关系，
in church service,
没有一样东西不是在测验我们。
There is nothing that isn't testing us.
每样东西都在考验我们。
Everything is proving us.
所以你不要怪别人。
So you can't blame others.
如果你自己站立不稳，
If you can't stand firm,
你不能分辨，
If you can't discern,
你经不起考验，
If you don't pass the test,
弟兄姊妹，这是你个人的问题。
This has to do with you.
所以我们需待何等需要主的恩典呢？
So we need the grace of the Lord.
所以我们也需要省察自己。
And we need to examine ourselves.
就像先知哈该一样。
It's like the prophet Haggai.
就说你们要省察自己。
You have to examine yourselves.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们需要省察自己。
We have to examine ourselves.
但是这一切呢，都在光的里面。
But all of this occurs underneath the light.
所以我们的生活是需要蒙神的光照。
Our living, daily living needs to be illuminated by the Lord.
我们就在光中才能看见自己的光景。
Only underneath the light can we see our own condition.
今天呢，我们的眼睛只看见别人的难处。
Often we only see the troubles of others.
很多时候看不见自己的难处。
We don't see our own difficulties.
那如果把我们摆在光中。
But if the Lord puts us under the light,
你就看见自己是何等的败坏。
Then we will see how corrupt and evil we are.
我记得我刚出来侍奉主的时候。
I remember when I first started serving the Lord.
我记得曾经和弟兄姊妹们交通。
And I've shared this in the past.
有一阵子忽然之间主的光临到我。
One day, the light of the Lord came into my life.
把我里面所有的光景都显明出来了。
And it revealed my inward condition.
哎呀，我难过得不得了。
And I was full of sorrow.
表面上人家看我，还不错。
Others saw me and I was fine.
人家说这个孙弟兄很爱主，也很热心。
And others saw me and said I was fervent and I loved the Lord.
但是我自己里面非常的窘迫。
But I was broken within. I was embarrassed within.
我好像没有地方可以逃。
I could not escape.
我因此写了封信给一个弟兄。
And I even wrote a letter to a brother.
我说我这些日子非常难过。
And I said I'm very sorrowful these days.
因为光在外面把我所有一些败坏的事物都写。
Because the light of the Lord has revealed to me all the corruption and evil.
我怎么形容
呢？ How can I depict this?
我就说好像那个清道夫啊，清理那个马路上的水沟一样。
It's like the street sweepers that clear out all the debris.
因为我们从前的那个水沟啊，底下有很多的淤泥，很臭的。
And the edge of the streets have a lot of dirt.
那么他们要把那个上面的盖子拿掉。
Oh, the underneath the drains, they need to pull off the cover.
拿掉。然后就把里面的土啊挖出来，就倒到马路上。
And they would shovel out all the dirt and put it on the street.
结果呢，整条马路都臭得不得了。
Then the whole street was disgusting.
我说呢，我现在的光景啊，就好像这个。
I felt like my inner condition was like that.
窘迫得不得了 ，embarrassing.
And I was truly embarrassed.
主在那里让我认识我的本性。
The Lord showed me my true self.
感谢主，这是神的光照。
I thank the Lord because that is His light.
那么从那一天开始起。
And from that day forward,
我就变得比较谦卑。
It truly humbled me.
我也不敢讲我现在完全谦卑，我变得比较谦卑。
I don't want to say I'm completely humble, but it certainly humbled me.
你知道这些年呢，我常常一论到别人的时候啊。
And when I have to deal with others,
这幅图画就在我里面显出来。
That picture comes up.
主就让我看见。
The Lord reminds me.
你比别人更不行。
You are worse than anyone else.
你有什么资格去批评别人？
What right do you have to judge others?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们需要蒙光照。
We have to be illuminated.
如果我们不蒙光照，我们就不蒙拯救。
If the light does not shine into our lives, we cannot receive salvation.
只有当我们蒙光照。
Only when the light shines within.
我们里面开始有查验的这个能力。
Then we have this ability to prove.
那我们里面的灵就开始明亮。
And then the spirit is awoken.
这样，因此呢。在属灵的事上，你才有真正的判别的力量。
Then we have the ability to discern.
所以今天我们如果没有这么一个判别的力量，
If we don't have the ability to discern,
我们能知道什么是主所喜悦的吗？
Then how do we know what is pleasing to the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，你知道主喜欢什么吗？
Do you know what the Lord likes?
我们常常只顾自己的喜欢，对不对？
We often only are concerned with what we like.
主喜不喜欢没有关系，我喜不喜欢才重要。
Whether the Lord likes it or not is not important, but whether I like it or not is important.
这里这个喜悦这个字，
This pleasing.
就是我们的神同意。
This word pleasing means our God agrees.
可以接受。
He can accept it.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，那么到底什么是主所不喜悦的呢？
What about the things that don't please him?
我们从圣经里可以看见，主不喜欢那些虚伪的东西，对不对？
那个fake 或者是 pretend.
The Lord despises the fake things.
那么那些没有生命的东西，主也不喜欢。
The things without life, he does not like.
有没有生命不能结果子。
Because without life, there's no fruit.
所以保罗说，你要在光中，你要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
So you have to prove what is pleasing to the Lord.
的确，当主一光照我们的时候，我们就开始能够明白什么是神所喜悦。
Truly, when the light shines upon us, then we can discern what is pleasing to the Lord.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
在这里我们不仅需要查验何为主所喜悦的事，
not only do we prove what is pleasing to the Lord,
他这里告诉我们说呢，
it also tells us,
这个光还有可以显明所有一切的情况。
It talks about how this light can,
第十三节那里讲。
Can expose, the light can expose things.
这里告诉我们呢，他说呢，这个凡事受了责备，就被光显明出来。
Verse 13, all things become visible when they are exposed by the light.
这里告诉我们，在教会中啊，神有时候责备我们，这个责备是带着光照的。
When God exposes or reproves us, it comes with light.
所以当我们责备的时候，你不是光是有言语的。
When God reproves, it is not just with speech.
我们都知道，今天有很多时候，你看这个事情不对，你想责备，你充满怒气，那么责备没有果效，结果你自己也犯罪。
When we see a situation that is not proper, we want to reprove or expose this. But when we do it with our own temperament, then we sin. But if we are in the light,
这个责备对别人就会产生很厉害的一种的光景。
Then when we reprove someone, it comes with weight.
我想弟兄姊妹们，如果你读《使徒行传》。
When we read Acts,
我们读到第五章。
When we read Acts chapter 5,
哇，我从前读到那里，我都不知道应该怎么反应啊。
When I read Acts chapter 5, I used to not know how to respond to this.
大家记得那个故事吗？
Do you remember that story?
亚拿尼亚、撒菲拉。
Ananias and Sapphira.
他们呢？当时大家凡物公用，所有人把东西卖了，就把钱统统奉献。
At the time, all the saints were selling their possessions and laying them at the feet of the apostles.
结果他们把他们的产业卖了之后呢，没有全部的拿出来，扣留了一些。
When they sold everything they had, they didn't contribute everything, but kept back a little bit for themselves.
彼得就问他们。
Then Peter interrogated them.
这是全部吗？
Is this all?
他们就说这是全部。
And they said, yes, this is all.
马上彼得就跟他讲说，
Immediately Peter tells him,
你为什么欺哄圣灵呢？你欺骗圣灵。
Why do you deceive the spirit?
就是,
cheat the spirit.
你为什么欺哄圣灵呢？
Why do you cheat the spirit?
他说产业不是你们的吗？
Isn't all of this yours?
你可以把自己保留，你不要奉献也没关系啊。
You didn't have to offer all of this. You could have kept it for yourself.
你既然要奉献，你为什么要骗人呢？
But if you are going to offer, why do you lie to the Spirit?
他说，这个欺骗是让魔鬼充满你们的心。
This lie comes from the devil.
结果我们知道，这对夫妻遭遇非常严厉的审判，两个人都立刻就死掉了。
And then we know that a heavy judgment came upon this couple and they both died.
圣经记下这么一个例子。
The Bible records such an example.
是彼得很有权威，很有能力吗？
Is it Peter who had the might and the power? It was not.
乃是 真理的光从彼得的话里面出来。
It was the light of truth that proceeded from the mouth of Peter.
因为当时教会刚刚被建立起来。
Because the church had just been built up.
可以说在教会中没有人讲谎话。
During that time, there was probably no one who lied.
所以教会的光景是充满了亮光的。
So there was much light in that early church.
现在你把一点点的这个谎言带进来。
If you bring in even a little bit of lie,
遭遇到非常严厉的审判。
Look at the severity of this judgment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
这些的教会。
This early church,
他们的见证是刚强的。
Their testimony was firm.
今天如果教会充满了亮光
If the church today were filled with light
人一进到教会里面就蒙光照
Then anyone who entered in would be illuminated
我曾经经历过好多次
I've encountered this in the past
当我们教会的光景在一个正常的状态底下的时候
When the church condition is normal
那个传福音都非常容易啊
Then it's easy to preach the gospel.
我们那些弟兄们讲福音啊，从前讲福音的口才不好。
And those who preach the gospel were not eloquent.
不像现在人呢、啊，那个滔滔不绝，那口才好得不得了。
It's not like those today who are the evangelists today who are eloquent.
但是我们的弟兄在台上讲的时候啊
，But back in the day when the brother preached,
很多人在底下都哭泣啊。
There were many in tears.
因为什么呢
？Why?
因为教会的光景正常。
Because the condition of the church was normal. It was full of light.
人一进到聚会里就蒙光照。
Anyone who entered into that meeting place was illuminated.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会正常的光景。
This is the normal condition of the church.
这是教会正常的生活。
This is normal church living.
所以今天如果我们活在光中。
So today, if we live by that light, if we walk in light, then the things that are corrupt and evil will not exist. Today we have to allow that light to shine forth. We have to follow the anointing of the Spirit.
只有从圣灵所给的膏油里面出来的言语
Only that speech that comes from the anointing comes with light. And when that light proceeds, it can illuminate the true condition of man. We know that we have our normal appearance, but what is within each of our hearts, no one else can see. But in the light, all things are visible. So when the Lord illuminates me from within, even the things that I've forgotten about are illuminated. So we have to have this grace. So brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for His grace. We need the light to shine upon us.
请你们原谅我讲一点自己的经历。
Forgive me for sharing this one personal experience.
我过去几年啊。
In the past few years,
曾经有相当长的一段日子，大概有五年的时间。
There was a long period of time, about 5 years.
那么，因为我得到了一个病啊，所以我的眼睛呢，几乎好像失明。
I had a disease and I nearly lost my eyesight.
我不详细详细去讲这个病了。
I won't go into the details of the disease.
那么这个眼睛的这个昏黑啊，大概有差不多五年之久。
But this darkness I experienced from not being able to see lasted about 5 years.
那么当然我什么都看不清楚。
I couldn't make out anything clearly.
那么报纸不能看，书不能看，电视不能看，连读属灵书报也不行了，变成。
I couldn't read the newspaper, watch the news, read the Bible or spiritual books.
那个时候呢，就勉强着读圣经。
At the time, I forced myself to try to read the Bible.
那么我就用那个电脑帮忙。
I actually used the computer to help me.
都把那个字放这么大。
And I blew up each individual word to this size.
所以我每天就这么一个字一个字读圣经。
And the way I had to read the Bible was word by word.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
我外面的眼睛黑暗了。
My outer eyes were darkened.
但是我里面的生命人就是有亮光了。
But yet, within, the life within had light.
所以有五年的时间。
So about a period of 5 years,
停止我的服事。
I didn't stop serving.
连很多大的特会我也照样的在那里服事。
And even in the larger conferences, I still served.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们里面有生命的光。
We have that light in our inner life.
你尽管外面什么都看不见。
Even if you can't see a thing on the outward.
我也满心感谢我的主。
I thank my Lord.
因为这个五年之后啊。
Because after the 5 years,
我已经养成那个习惯。
I've gotten used to that situation.
我从前呢，读圣经，找参考书，找注解的书。
Often in the past, I would use commentaries and other resources.
这五年我什么书也不能看。
In these 5 years, I could not read any spiritual book.
所以五年之后，我习惯了，我也不看。
So 5 years later, I don't read that. The new habit is I don't read those books anymore.
我只读圣经。
I only read the Bible.
哎呦，我才发现一件事情。
Then I discovered something.
教会历史中。
That in church history,
不管他有多大的恩赐。
Not only, no matter how much gifting a person had.
不管他的书有多少的启示。
No matter how much revelation a person received.
没有一个人的讲论能跟圣经相比。
No other commentary or exposition could compare to that of the Bible directly.
看一遍就够了。
You know, if you read a spiritual book one time is probably enough.
但是圣经你怎么看也不够。
But the Bible, you cannot read it enough.
在主的光中你可不断地发现有新的亮光。
In the light of our Lord, we find new things daily.
所以我深深地感谢我的主。
So I deeply thank our Lord.
我相信有主的美意。
He had his purpose.
主许可这五年的黑暗临到我。
He allowed me to have these 5 years of outward darkness.
要断绝我对一切外面的依靠。
So that I would no longer rely on anything outward.
全心活在圣灵的带领底下。
That my entire life would be led by the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个是每个圣徒都可以经历的。
This is something we all can experience.
生命的光就在你自己的里面。
The light in that inner life is found in each and every one of us.
所以保罗对门徒们也讲嘛。
So Paul tells,
你们喜欢
使
约翰。
Like Baptist, 叫。
It likes John the Baptist.
John the Baptist, 你说你们喜欢使洗的约翰。
He says, you like John the Baptist.
但是他呢只不过是暂时的光。
But he was a temporary light.
他说在我这里有更大的光。
He says, here I've found a light that is even greater.
所以圣灵如果把基督启示在你里面，哇，弟兄姊妹，那真是一个大光。
So if the Holy Spirit reveals the light of Christ within you, how great is that light?
感谢主，这个光才能真正的改变我们。
And this is a light that can truly transform us.
我们记得这个使徒保罗的经历。
We recall the experience of the Apostle Paul.
在这里，保罗引了一段主的话。
Paul uses a word from the Lord.
他说，主说啊。所以主说，你这睡着的人，你要醒过来，那么基督就要光照你了。
In verse 14, for this reason it says, awake sleeper and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
我们知道使徒保罗是一个蒙过主光照的人。
We know that the apostle Paul was someone who was illuminated by the Lord.
在使徒行传第九章。
In Acts chapter 9.
记载这个故事。
We recall the story.
我们看见当他在大马色的路上。
We recall Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus.
他追赶逼迫基督徒的时候。
He was persecuting Christians.
主在那里遇见他。
The Lord met him.
我们讲过神就是光。
We mentioned that God is light.
主一显现, 就是大光。
So when the Lord revealed himself, it was a great light.
这个大光就把保罗整个的打倒在地上。
And this great light knocked Paul to the ground.
因为保罗从前呢, 是一个在犹太教里面的一个非常顽固的一个人, 固执的人。
Paul was a very stubborn person who was trained in the ways of Judaism.
在神的眼中来看, 他好像是一个睡在犹太教中的人, 一睡着的人。
He was someone who was, it was as if he was asleep in Judaism.
他在做梦。
He was like a dreamer.
发扬光大, 犹太教。
He wanted to exalt the Jewish religion.
但是在那个大光的底下,
but underneath that great light,
弟兄姊妹, 这个光一照,
when he was struck by that light,
就把保罗从犹太教里面照出去了。
Paul was expelled from Judaism.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们知道这个光有何等样的一个能力啊。
We know that there is power in this light.
啊，它能够 把我们里面所有一些不对的光景把它显明出来。
It will reveal everything within us that is not correct.
我们要知道在我们今天这个时代里面,
in our society today,
宗教也是一个迷惑人的东西。
Religion is something that misleads people.
神从来没有意思建立任何的宗教。
God is not interested in building a religion.
我们的主被称作是救主, 他不是教主,
He is our Savior, not
the head of the religion.
Not a religious head.
所以我们知道今天我们的主没有意思要弄宗教, 但是地上人呢, 把教会弄成一个宗教。
Our Lord is not interested in using religion, but here on this earth, we find many religions.
多少人沉睡在这个光景当中啊?
Many fall asleep in this condition.
主的话摆在我们面前。
And then the Lord shows us His word.
但是我们像一个睡觉的人一样, 糊里糊涂的, 看不清楚。
And even us, we are as if we're sleeping and we can't read His word clearly.
只有从主来的光。
Only when the light of the Lord shines within, when the light shines upon us, then we can be awoken.
And
we recall how Paul was sorrowful over his kin. And his Jewish brothers, he felt like they were asleep in Judaism. They were there honoring Moses. And Moses has become a veil over their faces. It was this religious stronghold that could not be broken. We know that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it records this story. Because Moses, of course, entered the tabernacle. But when he came out, he didn't realize his face shone a light.
哇, 这犹太人就不敢看他。
And the Hebrew people could not look upon him because there was light coming from his face. So Moses did something very interesting. He put a veil over his face. We know this is often done by brides, but men usually don't wear a veil. But he had to use a veil to cover his face. And so there was this misconception by the Jews. In their minds, Moses is someone whose face shone this light. So he was someone of light.
保罗说啊,
Paul says they don't know.
这个光啊,
says this light underneath that veil is one that is fading. That is not God's true light.
啊, 这只不过是反射了, 反射了神的荣光。
He was merely reflecting the glory of God.
那时候他还没有这个生命的光在里面。
Because at that time there was, he did not have that life within.
但是犹太人已经产生错觉了。
But the Jews had this misconception.
他们说呢，摩西是一个亲近神的人，摩西是一个脸上放光的人。
They felt that Moses should be revered, his face shone out this light. If we follow Moses, then we will not be incorrect. So they revered Moses. And this tradition is like a stronghold for thousands of years. And the Jews have this veil over their faces.So Paul says, when their hearts are turned to Christ, then the veil is lifted. Because this was Paul's own experience on the road to Damascus. Because the great light of the Lord shone into his life, he had scales fall from his eyes.
保罗里面就开始明亮了。
Then he was illuminated from within.
他认识基督。
He recognized Christ.
就像我们弟兄所讲的一样。
Like our brother shared.
从那天开始起。
From that day forth.
保罗就除了基督之外，没有别的爱慕。
Apart from Christ, he had no other interest.
即使关在罗马的监牢里面。
Even as he was imprisoned in Rome.
环境这么的坏。
With a horrible environment.
那么如果弟兄姊妹你想想，如果是你关在监牢，
Imagine if it were you imprisoned in Rome.
你想什么？
What would you think?
今天整天祷告，主啊，什么时候把我从监牢里面放出去啊？
What would your prayer be? Would it be, Lord, deliver me today?
主啊，救我。
Lord, rescue me.
啊，我们看着这个周遭的环境，心里很难过。
When we see our environment, do we become sorrowful?
我们很痛苦。
Are we sorrowful?
哎，保罗跟我不一样。
But Paul was different.
保罗在这样的环境里啊。
Paul, in this environment,
他没有埋怨。
Not only was he not upset, he didn't ask the Lord to deliver him. What did he say? That I may know Christ. Brothers and sisters, there was only one thing in Paul's life. Today we need the light of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, we need to be awoken.In this society, this is a society where many are asleep. It's not easy to wake up Christians. Often we scream at our brother or sister and yet they don't wake up.
睡得甜得很，睡得睡得香得很。
They are deep in sleep.
失去属灵的感觉。
They've lost that spiritual discernment or feeling.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要一个苏醒。
We need to be awoken.
你看教会历史上。
We see throughout church history.
有好几个世代。
In many ages.
当神的灵运行在地上的时候。
When God's Spirit came upon the earth.
神的百姓中带来大的觉醒。
Among God's people, there were these great awakenings.
神的大光临到神的百姓。
God's light came into the people.
所以他们在神跟前痛悔自己。
And so,
悔改。
So they repented before God.
他们痛哭流泪的悔改。
With tears.
多少人在那里有大的转变。
How many people were turned around? And God's light was found in the church. And the light was shown in the society at the time. So brothers and sisters, today in these last days, we don't know if God will bring about another great awakening. Of course, we hope that the Lord will bring about a great awakening in His church today. And even if it's not on a large scale, may He shine His light within each and every individual. We have to pray. We have to allow the Lord to wake us up. Pray for our local gathering. We can no longer be asleep. We need to be awoken. No matter how heavy our eyelids become in this society, we need to rely on the grace of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, because when we are awoken, then the light of Christ can be produced from our lives. Indeed, we live in such a dark generation. Dear brothers and sisters, the church needs to be one that produces light. In this dark society, men can no longer see. And even when they come into the church, the church ought to be a place that is filled with light. That when someone comes in, he is illuminated. So we find at the beginning of Revelation, the Apostle John tells us, in these last days, the church is depicted as the golden lampstand. The church ought to be a lampstand. What is the purpose of a lampstand? The lampstand is used to produce light. We know that back in the tabernacle or in the temple, the only thing that could produce light was the lampstand. So every day the priests had to take care of this lampstand, that the lampstand could produce light. So in the book of Revelation, at the beginning, it says there are seven churches and seven lampstands. What is the purpose of these lampstands? Is to produce light. Seven lampstands producing light at the same time. And then they can see the Son of Man. Christ can be manifested. So the church today on earth is the testimony for Christ. It should allow everyone to see Christ. But if the church does not produce light, then what do you come into the church to see? Do you see some people, some activities? Is that all we see? Do we see Christ? God built the church for Christ. Our responsibility is that Christ be manifested in the church. So this is God's reminder that in these last days, that in the last days, the church is depicted as a golden lampstand. But when we see how Revelation 2 and 3 depict these churches, or describe these churches, many of these churches produced very little light. The golden lampstands, they were lamps. They required oil. And there was a wick that needed to be lit. And as the wick burnt down, the light would become dim. And if it weren't carefully cut or taken care of, not only is there no light produced, then it'll start to smoke. Previously, it produced light. But now, smoke. Forgive me for saying this, brothers and sisters. Today we really feel like a lot of churches are only producing smoke. You go in and you can't see any light. It's full of smoke. And then some who enter in are suffocated. I've met brothers and sisters like this who have said to me, Brother Sun, I am full of sorrow. In my local gathering today, I cannot even breathe. That was a meeting place where it was full of smoke. So our Lord Jesus is the great high priest. He walks among in the midst of the seven lampstands. What is he doing? He is trimming the lampstand. Where there is oil lacking, he adds oil. Because he wants that lampstand to continue to produce light. And so he rebuked all of the churches. We don't have time to describe the conditions of each of these churches. But I think you all know this. Each of these churches had their difficulties. Other than Smyrna, who was the suffering church. Philadelphia was doing a little bit better. All of the other churches were smoking. So the Lord needed to do the trimming work. The Lord said to repent, to repent. Dear brothers and sisters, today, what is our condition here in this world? Are we producing light? Do we have light within each and every one of our lives? In our meeting place, is there light being produced? Because Revelation tells us the church has entered into the darkest period. The church has to be like a lampstand. So if we don't repent, if we don't rely on the Lord's grace, the Lord says, I will remove your lampstand. And the church will lose its testimony. It will no longer be a church. So you see that a lot of the churches today are organizations,
social
gatherings. And some of the meetings will do some good things. But the true testimony of Jesus is weakened. Dear brothers and sisters, we are living in these last days. The return of our Lord is near. May the Lord awaken us. And I've shared this with brothers and sisters when I ministered in China. I said, according to the work of the gospel, in no other time has the work of evangelism been so broad as it is today. Even in China alone, there are millions of believers. At what period of time in history were there this many Christians? And the work of evangelism continues.
当然这是好的现象。
But this, of course, is a good thing.
但是就是教会的见证来讲。
But when it comes to the testimony of the church,
这是一个空前暗淡的时候。
This is a dark and empty time.
很多神的儿女们并不在于教会的见证。
A lot of the children of God don't even care about the testimony of the church.
甚至跟他谈起神的旨意，谈起神的心意，他完全都不明白。
When you talk to them about God's purpose and God's will, they have no clue what you're talking about.
哎，我认识一个很好的弟兄。
I know a brother.
他是个医生。
He is a physician.
非常热心传福音。
He was very fervent in evangelism.
哎呀，你谈起福音的时候呢，你看他的脸上都是。
When you talk about preaching the gospel, he was full of energy.
于是呢，我就心里想，我跟他讲一点点关于这个属灵生命经历的事情，我想跟他交通一下。
But one time, I wanted to share with him a little bit on spiritual experience.
啊，我其实还没讲个两分钟啊。
I haven't spoken but 2 minutes with him.
他就张着大嘴打了个大哈欠。
He began to yawn.
他这么一打哈欠，我知道讲不下去了，算了，不要讲了。
And as he yawned, I knew I couldn't get any further.
他们根本不管是什么是神所喜悦的。
They didn't know what was pleasing to God.
知道一点，知道救人，救人灵魂。
They knew a little bit, and that was salvation.
根本不知道教会的意义。
They didn't know the purpose to the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
教会是灯台。
The church is the lampstand.
教会是发光的地方。
It's a place that needs to produce light. How we need the light of the Lord today. So may we rely on the Lord's grace. Paul tells us that in church living, we need to walk in God's light. May all brothers and sisters here know what is pleasing to the Lord. May we experience this light. That we might bear the fruits of this light. So brothers and sisters, this is an important principle in church life. May we ask the Lord to send His Holy Spirit to do His work amongst us. To allow us to enter into the reality of these words. That daily and individually we will dwell in the light of the Lord. That the church would be a lampstand that produces light. Let's close in a word of prayer. Lord, we look to you for grace. The church today is found in such darkness. Lord, allow your church to be a lampstand that produces light. That in this dark generation, the church might be light. That man would come to know how precious Christ is. Lord, how we've shortchanged you.
愿你拯救我们每一个弟兄和姊妹。
May you deliver each and every one of us.
让我们在生活中更多活在这个光的里面。
That in our daily lives we might live according to that light.
主啊，不叫我们活在黑暗的当中。
Don't let us live in darkness.
让我们在光中天天与主有甜美的交通。
That in light we would have sweet fellowship with our Lord daily.
也让我们的聚会能够发光。
And allow our meeting places to produce light. That men may see the beauty of Jesus.
主啊，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。
Lord, in these years, revive your work.
我们知道你回来的脚步非常的临近。
Lord, we know that your footsteps are near.
我们不能做一个沉睡的人。
We cannot no longer be that sleeper. Lord, may you awake the sleeper. That every brother and sister would be awoken. That we might be filled with the light of Christ.
主啊, 拯救我们,
Lord, deliver us.
脱离我们那种没有感觉的光景,
get rid of that callous condition, that we might rise up and serve, that we might rise up and pray, that we might rise up and follow the leading of the Spirit, that your church may glorify your name. Hear our prayer, Lord. We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.